Hello. Welcome to chapter six. And chapter six is really about, well, the question is, what happens if you do nothing? So is doing nothing an option? Because if you do nothing, obviously that has consequence, because all behavior has a consequence. If you make a change and you move towards something, then that's going to have consequences. But doing nothing is also going to have a consequence. So we've looked at the away from motivation. We've looked at the towards motivation. And here you are in the middle now, in a sense. So if you choose to do nothing, what's going to happen? And if you do nothing, and the thing that happens, what are the consequences of that? And are the consequences worse than the change, or are they better than the change? Because part of this process is really helping you to decide whether the change is really what you want or not. So hence the, have we got the right people? What's going to happen if we do nothing is really, really important question. So think about it in those terms. Think about the positive things of doing nothing, if there are any, because if there aren't any, then that's just a really good unconscious motivator to do something. So, you know, that whole thing about moving away from where you are now. But what about if you do nothing and the consequences are better than the change? Well, then maybe that'll help you decide not to make the change. So again, write as much detail down as you can think of and ask other people. Ask other people about consequences. Do you research around, you know, what's going to happen if we make this change? If it's a business change, what's likely to happen in the future? Are we going to get a dip in income before it goes up again? If I'm thinking about a skill that I'm going to learn. So for instance, I once decided I was going to learn to touch type because I thought that would make me a much faster typist in terms of using the computer. And so I started the course, and actually my typing went really, really slow because I was having to use the right fingers for the right keys, if anybody, any of you know how to touch type. And I gave up on it because it was taking me so long to develop any speed because I had that initial dip in my performance before it rose. And I know that if I'd continued, then it would have got faster and it would have got better. But at that point, I decided that, you know, the consequence of not doing anything was actually better than the consequence of learning to touch type. So I never did. And, you know, and I'm reasonably fast, make a lot of mistakes like a lot of people do, but it wasn't worth that effort. So sometimes asking yourself this question can help you decide whether you want to make that change or you really don't. So be as specific as you can, ask other people, write all your answers down, and I'll see you in chapter 7.